From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Arnold Schwarzenegger was sworn in today as governor of California, the state's first ever to get his job in a recall election. In a speech from the steps of the state capitol, he said his election shows how Californians feel about their state government.
This election was not about replacing one man. It was not about replacing one party. It was about changing the entire political climate of this state.
The swearing-in was touted as a low-key affair, but it included more than 7,000 guests and more than 700 reporters from around the world. Schwarzenegger promised a new day for a state that seems to face one crisis after another.
It is true that things may get harder before they get better, but I have never been afraid of the struggle. I have never been afraid of the fight. And I have never been afraid of the hard work. I will not rest until our fiscal house is in order. I will not rest until California is a competitive job-creating machine. I will not rest until the people of California come to see their government as a partner in their lives and not a roadblock to their dreams.
NPR's Ina Jaffe is in Sacramento, and she joins us now. Ina, if this were a regular California governor's inauguration, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. What was it like out there today?
One of the members of Arnold Schwarzenegger's staff described the atmosphere as a cross between a presidential inauguration and the Rose Bowl, only with no floats. The crowd was ebullient. It was sort of a cloudy day, but that didn't seem to dampen anyone's spirits. And it was huge. There were thousands of people there. It was the largest press riser I've ever seen in terms of, how many TV cameras were there, media from all over the world. There were a few movie stars there. Jamie Lee Curtis was there among them. And four previous governors were on stage with Arnold Schwarzenegger, including Gray Davis and his wife.
We just heard Governor Schwarzenegger talk about changing the political climate of the state. What else did he have to say in his speech today?
Well, it really did focus quite a lot on changing the political climate, and he also did acknowledge that he was a political novice and that when people voted for him, they were voting their hopes. And he said the recall was a rejection of politics as usual. He pointed to the people that he's named to positions in his administration who are mostly Republicans, but also some Democrats, also some independents. And he called for a new partnership for California that would be civil and respectful. And he also, as the listeners heard just a moment ago, said that he wanted to turn California into a job-making machine and wanted to solve its huge economic problems.
And he got right to it, at least in part, fulfilling one of his campaign promises today.
Yes. As we speak, he has already filled one of his campaign pledges. He has rolled back the increase in the car registration tax, and it's a very unpopular tax, but it also is used to fund local governments, public safety in cities and counties, and so the state now will have to make up that money. He's also going to issue proclamations today calling for a special session of the legislature that will start tomorrow.
And what's the agenda for that special session?
Well, one item will be workers' compensation reform. The costs to employers have been skyrocketing. A bill was passed to reform it already just a few months ago, but Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't believe it goes far enough. And the budget. He has not revealed his budget plan yet. He's going to possibly do that tomorrow, but he's talking about asking the voters to approve as much as $20 billion in bonds to get rid of the debt and sort of start fresh. That would be paid off over perhaps 30 years. Republicans say that it would only be part of a package. They would include spending caps with that. Mm-hmm. But Democrats are concerned that it would take up so much of the state's borrowing ability that they wouldn't be able to fund roads and the building of new schools and things of that nature.
Ina, Democrats control both houses of the legislature there. Does it seem likely that they'll go along with any of these things that the governor has in mind?
Everybody wants to really give it a chance, I think. Everybody would like to hope for a miracle and that the rancorous partisan divisions in Sacramento would be healed. They have realized that this recall was a repudiation of those bitter partisan divisions, and are sort of on their guard in terms of what the voters might do to them if they simply go along as things were before. On the other hand, when they see what his budget is, where the cuts are, there is no way to solve these budget problems without causing someone some real pain, and they may be hopeful, but it all could fall apart pretty quickly.
Okay. Thank you, Ina.
You're welcome.
NPR's Ina Jaffe in Sacramento.